In terms of seeing change, what are your hopes for the future of the Green Party, and specifically in Stormont and council elections?
Okay, well, I kind of set out a number of priorities when I was appointed leader. One of them is to kind of get past this myth that exists that the Green Party is a single issue party. Whilst we were born out of the environmental movement, it was never our aim to put environmental concerns above all others. What it was the case at that time, environmental concerns weren't given any credence whatsoever. I think now that we've got to a stage where at least the environment's being considered, what we're saying is that the environment should be taken into consideration with the economy and with the kind of impact on people. That should be the benchmark for all policies. Is it good for the economy? Is it good for people? Is good for the environment. In terms of the party itself, and in terms of what we want to see, obviously we're coming into a big election, and a really, kind of could be a key one in the Green Party's history. Getting our first MLA was a start, but it's like the kind of old football analogy, the second year is always the hardest, and what we have to do is ensure in these next elections that we increase our number of councillors, hold our assembly seat and try and get a few others, and really embed ourselves in the future of Northern Ireland politics, because we've already seen with just having one MLA, for example, when Sammy Wilson was Environment Minister, that there was somebody there to counter his arguments and to put the Green agenda forward, and to put actually the Green New Deal on the map, which has been spoken about in the recent budget. The man who called us the kind of muse-leading, sandal-wearing environmentalist or whatever it was is now talking our policies at the highest level of kind of Northern Ireland government. So that's what we've done with one MLA. I look forward to seeing what we can do with 3, 4, 5 MLAs.
Yeah, it's been a very successful year for the Green Party. I mean, they've got their first MP at Westminster as well. So definitely moving in higher political circles. In terms of the Stormont election, there's an interesting development in that I believe Brian Wilson's wife is running in the same constituency as you, Stephen.
Absolutely. The best case scenario, I'm sure, for Brian is that we both get elected, and that's certainly a possibility. But, I'm still confident about my chances. A lot's been made of the amount of Brian's vote that was a personal vote, and that's absolutely true. It was, and that's due to the work that Brian's put in a lot of over the last 30 years. But I've been working with Brian. I've been learning from Brian. I can make the commitment to his voters that I will follow on where he's left off. I also think what we are seeing, and you mentioned the youth element, is that there's a new generation of Stephen Agnew voters coming along as well. So when you couple that together with the Green Party vote that's loyal to the party, I'm pretty positive about our chances in North Down.
Be interesting to be a fly on the wall in the voting booth when Brian puts down his first preference, though.
Absolutely. I'm sure he knows his one and two. The order might be a bit more difficult.
Yeah. And just finally, just to, something that we did with Naomi Long when she was in, to nail your colours to the mast, can you give us a number for the number of seats you'd like to see at Stormont?
That I'd like to see?
Or that you think is realistic?
That I think's realistic. I think a party always wants to see improvement. One thing I've said that, if we can look at trebling a number of council seats, doubling or trebling our number of assembly seats, that should certainly be seen as a success. But as I say, as long as the improvement keeps coming, I'll be happy.